Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about just letting go. And today I want to focus on how you can create greater autonomy for those people that you're responsible for. In other words, how can you let go or relinquish some of that control you have? And when we talk about control, it could be in business. You know, business owners are notoriously bad at letting go of things. And I shouldn't say business owners, I should say small business owners are notoriously bad because they become control freaks because they start to believe that they're the only ones that can do certain tasks. And in some cases, it's probably true, but not in every case. And so one of the things you want to look at is, especially if you're a small business owner, is what is it that you can relinquish? What control can you loosen? How can you trust your people more to do what they need to do and to absorb some of the responsibilities that you have? Because at the end of the day, you know, if you're still responsible for it, okay, now you've got more stress. You've got more headaches. And it's not just from a business perspective. It could be your 14-year-old son cutting the grass. If you don't have to cut the grass and you can trust your son to do it, so in other words, you teach them, you train them the right way, you make sure you manage them correctly for a while so that you get them up to speed so that they become accountable. And once you've established that accountability and they can do things the right way and you've checked on them enough times, let them go. Turn them loose. Give them the autonomy that they need. Remember this, as back to the business owner example, there is no way that as a business owner you can be the best at every task that you'd have to do. And the other thing you'll know is that as a business owner and a small business owner, there is a limit to how big you can get and how much you can grow if you're handling most of the responsibilities. So at some point, not relinquishing control is going to inhibit your growth. It's just the facts of life. You become a point, you get to a point where you simply can't do everything that needs to be done anymore. And the solution a lot of people have is to work more hours. And then that ends up causing problems with family because you become a workaholic, and that's not the answer. The answer is to learn how to trust people. And if you can hire the right people and surround yourself with those people, train them, hold them accountable, and manage them effectively, then you should have no problem trying to make that all happen. And I shouldn't say no problem because I think that's too flippant. But the bottom line is if you do it the right way and you have the right people, it all has a way of working out. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe and you can do it on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires. I simply ask for that opportunity. Commit to getting here once a day. Doesn't take a lot of time, 3 or 4 minutes, just to get that daily shot to keep you moving towards where you want to go in life. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to tap into that human emotion. It's so common to so many people, and that is this need to please. How do we get behind that? How do we really look at the people that we're responsible for and figuring out how we can use this as a way to help them become even more autonomous and get further in life? For today, I want you to think about a couple different areas in your life where you can begin to relinquish some of that control, where you can put people in the right places to take on some of the tasks that you're doing. It'll be a huge relief to you once you get them up and running because you won't have to deal with the task anymore. You'll probably reduce your stress level, and certainly that can free you up to get other things done that you need to do.